Can I focus?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. What the fuck? Stop.
I'm not doing anything.
Okay, 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 okay. Phone's on silent?
I can, yeah.
You just did? Or
just in time.
Oh, who was that?
He's Ashley.
Oh, alright. So basically, we're not... No names. Let's not say names.
Oh, my bad.
Because, well, no, like, moving on. Like, shout out Ashley, but fuck you, though. Fuck Ashley.
For real.
So, no names. Because if this is heard by thousands... Or millions, you know what I mean?
What's that mean?
The pod. Like, if, you know, people in the world hear this, or, like, if someone we don't want to hear this hears it, you know what I mean? We don't want anyone getting butt hurt.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, let me get the mic closer. You okay?
Yeah. All
right, guys. So, I got a special guest here with me today. I'm still the pants. I am the pants. Yo soy pantalones. Tú eres café. Mediano. Con tres crema y dos azúcar.
But I'm just letting you know I have not taken Spanish since like fourth grade.
That's fine. Neither have I. No.
That's, I mean, you're Puerto Ricans, so like, yeah.
Yeah. No, all right. See... The thing about Puerto Ricans, people say that Puerto Ricans are like fake Spanish. Mm-hmm. Like they don't know Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mexicans know Spanish, Dominicans know Spanish, Puerto Ricans don't. So we're fake apparently. Oh, fuck. How you doing on your truly?
I'm almost.
You're almost done? You want another one, dude? You can have one. As many as you want.
I'll do it after. I still got a little bit left.
All right, guys. So, basically, my guest here, he goes by, what do you go by?
I really just go by Meegs recently, to be honest.
Megan. Yeah, I call him Megan. Name's...
My first name's Connor.
Connor with an H. What? I'm your host. Your captain, your everything, your Lord, your Savior, mm-hmm. your God, that's me. Everybody looks up to me. I'm tall, I'm short, but I'm also tall. I'm big and wide, I'm tall small members. And thin. All right. So, hey, you got some questions for me?
Let me think.
Can't have too much downtime, dude.
Yeah, no. You're thinking too long. I'm on the line.
Yeah.
I'm on the spot. Yeah. Let's talk about Duncan, bro.
Duncan. So for those of you that don't know, I'm working at Duncan right now. I'll still be working when I go back to school. But once I'm out of school, dude, I'm out of there. Only a year. So what about Duncan? You got questions?
You're only going to school for a year?
Yeah.
I thought you needed more.
No.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
What's the, like, crazy experience?
Sorry. Yo, when I was getting my hair cut... Sorry to cut you off, but... When I was getting my hair cut, my neck, apparently... Mm-hmm. He said, yo, you got sensitive skin? Shout out to my barber, by the way. Good guy. He's one of the boys. So, he was cutting my neck. He said, you got sensitive skin? I said, I guess so. I haven't touched it in mad long. And when I said that, I felt almost like a widow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when a woman hasn't been touched in a long time. What are you doing here?
Money? Sorry, I just wanted to see if it changed any of that.
You good?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so then he finished up the beard. He put the alcohol on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, when he touched my neck, I almost came. I almost cummed.
Yeah, it's kind of gay.
No, it wasn't. No, because it hurt so bad. I couldn't control, like, my vas deferens. You know what I mean? You know what a vas deferens is, right?
Not really, no.
It's like your cum tube. The cum delivery. It's the cum delivery. So basically, it's like what goes from your sacs, your balls, your sacs. It brings the cum, the semens, to like your pee-pee hole, your urethra. You know what's weird? Yeah. I think it's weird that girls pee, they have a separate urethra, and then their vagina is like a hole.
Yeah, you know this sound like when like girls like, I hate saying cum.
What?
But like they can spray their shit.
Like squirt?
Yeah. But like us guys, we can only like raindrop.
Yeah. Like we only got a little squirt.
Like they got some power in their shit.
They when they squirt, bro, that shit, like, I've experienced it firsthand.
I haven't.
It just
just added my sweat, bro. Yo, dog.
Just, yeah. Like, when the squirts I've experienced, they're just leakers. You know what I mean? Like, they just, like, it leaks out a little
bit. Like, kind of like Dunkin' Well, like, water pressure.
Yeah, our water pressure at Dunkin' is terrible. Because we're, like, the only Dunkin' that is not on, like, city water. We run on well water.
We're on our own shit.
And the well is made for, like, a house. You know? Yeah, like, did you know squirt is pee?
What?
Squirt is pee.
The fuck?
Yeah. Like, when it goes water? What'd you think?
No, I did not think it's water. People could fucking drink the shit if it was water. Some of them would be sickos.
What did you think a squirt was?
Cum, or like, I don't know, it's because it's obviously not cum, because it's just way more like
girls don't
thin. Not thin, but you know what I'm talking about.
Like, yeah, because girls don't have semens, so cums. You think it was, you
thought right, it was... This is definitely not family friendly, so
no, this pod has never been family
friendly. I know.
Fuck the families. If you got a happy family, fuck you, but thank you for listening. Family. Yeah, what?
I don't have a happy family.
Your family's mad?
One is. Alright, let's just get away from that, though.
And you already, you know my feelings about him.
Yeah, I know.
But we're not going to get into that.
Yeah.
Yep, moving on. No names, no personals. No names. You know, fuck them, though. So, me and my boy. You alright?
Yeah, check that shit.
You want me to pass?
No, I got you. I got it in a second.
Alright, because we don't want to make too much. Actually, you know what? We can pause this. I can cut things in and out.
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to grab another one?
Yeah, I got you.
Go ahead. Hold on. I'll pause. Oh my fuck.
For the boys. God damn. Fuck. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, he didn't even let me open mine.
Oh shit, here, wait. Oh yeah.
Cheers.
That's the shit.
Who do you think is the best Spider-Man?
Best Spider-Man?
Yep. Tom Holland.
Like Spider-Man or Spider-Man movie?
Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, or Tobey Maguire? Where's my vape?
See, I'm honestly not a big fan of Tom Holland, to be honest. Are
you joking right now?
I'm not joking.
You're not joking.
I'm not joking.
Why?
I mean, he's probably the most, like, best fit for Peter Parker because he's, like, so young. He looks so young.
So why are you not a big fan?
I just like the other ones more.
You like bad Spider-Mans?
What do you mean? They're not bad.
They're bad.
They're not bad.
Okay, they're not bad. But, like... Tom Holland?
Yeah, he's probably on the worst on the list for me. He He's not a bad one, but he's just not my favorite.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, someone very near and dear to me, Andrew Garfield is her favorite.
Is yours or mine?
No, I'm saying that her favorite is Andrew Garfield.
Who? Oh, I mean, no
someone,
names, but...
Someone near and dear to me.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
I thought you were saying... What's yours?
Tom Holland.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a freak.
Why? Like, what... What is wrong with Tom Holland?
I just like the OGs more.
The OGs.
Though, Tobey Maguire is OG.
Tobey Maguire?
I can hear myself, that's why.
Yeah.
Let me turn this on.
You turn it.
All right, there you go.
So you're good?
I'd say that I like Andrew Garfield's, like, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 suit. That's my favorite suit. I know that's not where we're going at, but, well, like...
Yeah.
I say is I like his suit, and I low key like Tobey Maguire, bro.
I just don't like his mouth.
His mouth?
Yeah, Tobey.
Why the fuck are you looking at his mouth?
Cause his lips.
What the fuck?
His lips.
What about his lips?
They're too white for me.
What the fuck does that even mean?
They're small.
Sorry, I'm swearing so much.
No, it's fine. It's a family-friendly pod.
We're going to get demonetized.
It's okay. Only, like, 8-year-olds are going to hear this because...
Oh, yeah, for real?
That's a joke.
Why the fuck there's a winter glove on the ground?
Oh, the glove? Yeah, that's mine. It's on the ground.
Where the fuck is the other one?
I don't know. I didn't even know that was there.
Shit.
Yeah. We're in my bedroom right now.
Yeah. Pause. We're in the pre-stages of our podcast.
But we're not on the bed, though. We're in, like, we have chairs. He has his...
We were on the bed, though.
What?
We were on the bed, though.
Yeah. He has his chair over there. Mine is over here, you know. I got my setup on my desk.
It's the beginning setup.
The beginning, yeah. I'm going to buy a studio one day. That's a joke. No, I'm not. Unless you guys blow this up. You buy a studio?
I'll buy a studio for us.
Yeah. Cool.
Nice.
You ever put your tongue on a 9-volt battery?
No.
The little square battery you never put your tongue on?
I know what a C battery is. Or wait.
9-volt battery. The square ones that go on like smoke detectors?
Yeah, I know what they look like. I just forgot the name of them.
You never put your tongue on one?
Huh?
You never put your tongue on one?
No. I have like put my tongue on a normal battery though.
It doesn't do anything. But, okay. So the 9-volt ones, since the positive and the negative is right on top, you know what I mean? They're both right there. You put your tongue on it, dude, gives you a nice, cute little shock.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't really like shocks. So.
Yeah, no, as a kid, I don't know why we did that. I don't know if it was like a Project Baby thing. That's what we did. Tongue on batteries. As an adult, I want to know what that feels like on my pee-pee.
Oh my god.
Is that weird?
It's kind of like, I wouldn't say kinky, but
it's like, yeah,
among those like the outer borders of that.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I don't really like shock, so I would never do it myself.
You wouldn't like...
Have you like, it's kind of the same topic, but have you ever seen like you Sharpie a square on your wrist? Like
on the flashlight?
Part? Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing when we were in middle school.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that?
No.
I never done it because I was too scared.
Did I ever do the eraser challenge in your middle school?
What was that?
Were you basically just take an eraser, like back of your pencil or like an eraser? Just erase your wrist like that, just vigorously. Literally, it just peels your skin off, dude.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, I had a scar on my hand
from it. Why would you do that to yourself?
I had a scar on my hand from it for like mad long. Because we were dumb. Or like the salt and ice challenge.
Young Minds.
You know
that I know that.
Yeah. Cinnamon challenge. Everybody knows that one.
I've never done that too. I don't want to choke.
I have. Dude, I choked. It was like the fattest choke was in my mouth. But it was just cinnamon. So
I
don't
want to do that with like the G Fuel I bring every morning to work.
You snort G Fuel?
No. I don't want to like scoop it. Some people
did that girl at work snort G Fuel today?
What?
Did that girl at work snort G Fuel?
No. No, that was yesterday.
That was yesterday? Did she snort it?
No, I gave her like a little dab.
She didn't snort it?
No.
I thought she snorted it because she was talking about it. Mad sus.
Yo, I'm so glad she's going, though. No names, but, like, I'm glad she's going.
I like her.
The fuck?
Yeah, she's cool.
She, you know who she sounds like? See, I just worried it because no names. We respect people.
He mouthed it and I almost kissed him. What? You alright? That's the name of the podcast.
I like how we just skipped over the Spider-Man topic.
Yeah, fuck. Wait, what?
Yo, what do you think about the... have you, like, watched any of the new shit about the
Spider-Man? Close to the mic.
What?
There you go. No, I just want to make sure you're closer to the mic. Oh, shit. Because I'm looking at the levels right here.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me,
I wish I can grab it, though, like, and have it, like, here, you know? It's not long enough.
Say something. Pause. Say something.
Hello.
That was a little close. All right.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yep.
Yep.
Testing?
Testing.
Pause.
Huh?
Tina? Is this still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, this is a podcast.
How far can the cord go?
Not that far.
Shit, maybe should I move closer?
You want to move closer?
I might move closer.
All right, guys, we got to do another transition in here. Hold on. Yeah, that's old.
You got a Wii?
What? Do we have a Wii?
Why the fuck you have that if you don't have a Wii?
I don't have a Wii anymore.
I gave it to my uncle. Have the case?
You know what's stupid? It was in, like, 2013, Lexi, instead of get...
I heard your tummy there.
Yeah, the burp came all the way from my stomach.
You got Burger King?
No, the burp came
from... Oh, burp. Oh.
Yeah. So when I had a 360, I told Lexi to get a 360 for Christmas. You know, I told her to ask my mom for a 360 for Christmas. She said, no, I want a Wii. But she wanted to play video games with me. I was like, nah, bro, get an Xbox so we could play together. No. So my mom spent like $200 on a Wii.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wii's are trash, bro.
A Wii.
Wii's are trash. Have you ever seen like... So in middle school, we had this like video game club after school where you can like... The science teacher, Mr. Hall, fuck it.
Yeah, he's cool. Shout out Mr. Hall.
Yep. Actually, don't shout out him because, like, he was alleged, like, watch porn during, like, after school club, like, that club.
Yeah, shout out Mr. Hall.
Oh, jeez. So there's, like, a video game club and you can bring, like, your own video games. They had, like, a laptop cart in there. You can play some games.
Mm-hmm.
Some people brought, like, an Xbox or a Wii. Someone brought a Wii and there's Call of Duty for the Wii. Yeah.
Black Ops?
I
think Black Ops was on Modern the DS. Warfare 3. Black Ops was on the DS.
Yo, honestly, Call of Duty on the DS is not that bad.
You played?
I got used to it, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
I should cop, huh?
What?
I should cop a DS. No, I have a DS.
I have a DS too, but... Yo, you know how the cheap fucking games would be mad cheap, though?
We should pull out your DS, in the homo.
The fuck is that homo?
Do you have your...
I mean, it's in my basement.
Your DS?
Oh, that's what you get.
Yeah. Okay.
What about it?
You have it?
At home.
Dude, I'll find mine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's cop Black Ops 1, bro.
I don't know if... Oh, yeah, there is Black Ops.
There, yeah.
But, like, it's so... Like, I got used to it really quick because you just use your stylus on the bottom screen. And that's how you move around. And then you use your... the D-pad. The
D-pad to aim?
No. You use the bumpers to aim like normal controller.
To aim? Not ADS, I mean like...
Yeah, you use the stylus.
Oh, you use the stylus to aim, you use the D-pad to move.
The D-pad to move, yeah. It's kind of fire.
You think that's OP nowadays?
What do you mean OP? It's not online.
No, I'm saying like if you had that nowadays, like the screen and then this... You think that would be OP? No, it'd be like mouse and keyboard, I guess. Never mind, forget it.
Wait, what were we talking about before?
I don't know. 9-volt batteries.
Oh, Wii.
Wii.
Oh, yeah, the video game club. So, like, there was... I remember Modern Warfare 3 was a game. And they literally had a specific controller. You know how Wii has, like, some... Like, the Mario Kart, they had the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they had one for Call of Duty, which is, like, the shape of a gun. So the Wii remote would go in it. And then they had the Wii, like...
The nunchuck?
No, not the nunchuck. Oh, that actually, yeah, they had that to move.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no. They had, it was like the gun had a, like a nunchuck, like,
analog stick or something.
Yeah.
And then you know how the Wii had the stupid thing to aim, like
aim at the sensor.
Yeah, the sensor. And then that's how you would aim.
Yeah.
It was so fucking hard to aim.
Really?
Yeah. Because you have to, like, it's just so sensitive.
You got to get VR, bro.
The thing is, you barely use your VR now.
Where am I going to use it? You see the room we're in? Where am I going to use it?
No, I'm just, you said you play in your basement anyway.
True.
But, like, you don't play it.
Because I don't have any friends that play it.
Well, like, that's the same thing with Switch, really. Like, I have a Switch, and we wanted to play it, but there's fucking no games. I know there's a lot of games because I have a PC, so, like...
A lot of games are coming out now. Breath of the Wild 2 is coming out.
You can cop that?
So hype about that.
Wish it was another Pokemon game.
It looks exactly the same as Breath of the Wild 1, graphics-wise. But then again, there's not really much better you can do for graphics. My Switch is at someone's house who's very close to me.
Mm-hmm.
My significant other's.
You still have your PS4 at your...
My cousin has it, yeah.
Damn.
Which, like, I think about it kind of wastes $200. $240?
$240. What? For PS4?
Yeah.
I mean, you had it a long time before that anyway. Or, like, at least a year.
Yeah. No.
You had a good amount of time. Yeah, because you played Spider-Man first, I remember. I
played Spider-Man on that.
And then you played
Modern Warfare. Modern Warfare
for a long time. For, like, pretty much the span of Modern Warfare, I think.
Yeah.
So you had it for a while, you just...
I had it for a year, yeah.
It just sucked, because this Call of Duty this year, last year, was kind of eh.
Yeah, Cold War was...
It was good when it started, but, like, it's kind of died down.
Yeah, after playing Modern Warfare for so long, the way the movement in Cold War was is... It doesn't move the same. Modern Warfare was.
Oh, it was
like,
the maps for me.
It was the maps?
Yeah, I didn't really like the
maps. It was just the whole feel
for me. I liked one map out of the like nine they released. And the guns. The guns were kind of trash. Oh my god, bro.
What?
No one wants to hear that.
It's a podcast. So, the gun. Yeah, no, I liked the gun selection in Modern Warfare way better.
Yeah.
I liked the marksman rifles were one of the best things they've ever added in a Call of Duty.
And the maps for Modern Warfare were way better, too. And they released way more. Like, the game came out with a good amount of, I think a good amount of maps, right?
Did they have a Nuketown on Modern Warfare? No.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Nuketown. Wait.
Nuketown on
Modern Warfare? I can't remember, honestly.
I don't know. But Nuketown is a classic, but at the same time, it's like...
Cold War's Nuketown, kind of.
But, like, when... Yeah, because that camping spot behind the...
Well, just it didn't look good.
Whatever the house is where the Nuketown sign is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That house, the camping spot in the back of the house, if you stand on the rail on the porch, the deck up top, and you can see, like, the, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
OP. You can't do that on the other side.
I'd say the only thing I don't miss about Modern Warfare is the campers, because I feel like the Modern Warfare was, like, literally the most camped Call of Duty, like, I've seen. Like, there was so many campers.
But Cold War, I've never seen so many fucking flash and stun grenades in my entire life.
Yes, the flash... No, the stuns, I think both of them, anyway. They're pretty fucked.
In Modern Warfare, it was C4s. That was like, the meta C4s.
What do you think of Cold War zombies?
I like it.
I'm not really a zombies person, to be honest.
I'm a zombies person. There's, like, a lot to do... You know what I mean?
I'm not into the Easter eggs and stuff in the story. That's the thing. I'm not into the story.
Oh. Yeah, when I play zombies, I'm not worried about a story, really. And after a certain round, it's basically like... I end up just... Because repetitive. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I end up just getting a random-ass gun, pack-punching it to the max, and seeing what it can do.
I did like how you can extract like more often in Cold War. Because in the other zombie games...
Extract or exfil?
That's what I meant.
Exfil? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I feel like in other games, you have to literally finish, like, the story to go to end.
What do you mean?
But with, like, you have to finish the zombie story, like... Well, I don't really play zombies, so I don't really know the story of the other ones. But, like, in Cold War, you can extract after, like, every five rounds or something.
You know my favorite zombies? Black Ops 2, Buried.
I like Buried.
Buried was...
You remember that giant with the candy? But yeah. If you fed him like alcohol, he got really mad.
I called him Leroy or Daryl. I don't remember Billy, what his name... Who? William?
Billy.
Billy.
He looks like a Billy.
That was my favorite. My second favorite was probably Die Rise.
And Black Ops 2 still?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Like, it's making me want to play it.
Without the cat?
Probably. Die Rise is nice. You remember that one?
I like Transit. I kind of
really? With it. I was into Transit when I didn't have the map packs. Because it was like, it was different. Because the thing on Black Ops 2, there was no story. It was, like in the zombies. Like when you play town, you're in that one little area. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You know, there's not much you could do. And then on the bus station sucked. There wasn't even Juggernaut. There was no perks.
Mm.
I gotta pee.
You gotta pop the seal?
I gotta pop the seal.
We've been drinking, by the way.
Oh yeah, we've been drinking. We're sipping some Trulies.
Yeah, so we're not really heavy drinking. So
yeah, no, just some just light. Chilling. So we're gonna throw another transition here, I guess.
I have a really bad aftertaste, man, because I'm drinking the normal lemonade one.
Mm. You want a cup of ice?
I mean,
a cup of ices.
Mm. I mean, they're still cold.
They're cold, yeah, but yeah, I'm thinking a goat noise for a transition again. Yeah. All right, hold on, guys. You ever been in the sink?
No, you know what I did do, though?
What?
When I was, like, kind of younger, no one was home at my dad's house, like, yeah. The one that's abandoned right now. I wanted to always, like, wonder how it felt peeing in the bottle.
So I do that grabbed, all the time. Like,
what?
I do that all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like, so... I found an empty water bottle and I really needed to pee. So, like, I peed in the bottle, but I was, like, right in front of the toilet just in case I missed.
Yep. Wait, what?
Just in case, like, I filled it too much.
Oh, you did it in the bathroom?
Yeah.
You should have just went in the toilet then.
Yeah, but I just wanted to see. And then I was, like, it was also when I was young and my my dad's kind of, like, gets kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So, after I did it, I poured it in the toilet. And then I washed the water bottle with soap.
You washed a water bottle.
With soap so he wouldn't know I did it.
Okay, see, I pee in the sink. Not all the time.
Like the scene in Step Brothers where the woman like pees in the urinal somehow?
No.
How the fuck did you do it? Wait, what sink? That one?
The sink. Okay. I'll be
that honest. One's very tiny.
Now listen. When I lived in my apartment,
mm-hmm.
I would wake up in the middle of the night just all like disoriented and had no idea where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to the bathroom, since the toilet was quote unquote so far away, I would just pee in the sink. But I would have the water running and I'd wash my hands at the same time. So technically you're saving mad water because I'm not flushing the toilet and then washing my hands. I'm washing my hands as I'm peeing. I'm getting it all done. It all goes down the drain. And I had a good drain too. So,
what?
But yeah, peeing in a water bottle. When I drove, you know, fucking 7 hours to Pennsylvania to go fucking pick up, you know, fucking who.
Who? What? Wait, what?
You
what
know, in Pennsylvania, you know who.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I drove fucking 7 hours there. I didn't want to waste any time. You know, I wanted to see her so bad. I fucking, while I was driving on the highway, I peed in a bottle. So I didn't have to pull over and waste any time. Yeah, that was the first time I, like, peed in a bottle
Oh, go ahead.
No,
finish your story.
No, go ahead.
I remember actually finally. I remember it was one of them Adirondack-flavored water bottles.
Like what grape flavored? Grape?
Yeah. Nice. You know what I'm talking about? Like the flavored water, like Fruit2O, but
Adirondack. Like Propel?
Kind of.
Okay.
But it's like Adirondack branded. And I remember it because my dad used to get those all the time.
So you peed in one of those?
Yep. And I washed it with like some Dawn or something.
Dawn, yeah. So what, you put it in the bottle and shook it up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. Yeah, dude, peeing in the sink saves water. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at when the food's coming. Yeah.
Guys, we ordered food and spent $45 on two of us.
I spent $45.
He spent $40. I'm gonna Venmo him.
Shit will look expensive.
Cash at me.
If the fucking burger's not good, I'm gonna be pissed.
Nah, it's fine. It's good, solid burgers.
I hope the girl that works there that I know made it.
Probably not.
Yeah, she's probably not working right now.
Probably not. Yeah. Yeah, like, what are the odds? Hey, if anybody hears this, cash at me. JRodJ1305. Thank you. Moving on.
Because you did a shout out. Can I get a little shout out?
Yeah, go ahead. Throw your cash app in there. Nobody's
going to cash out. It's not a cash app. I just want, like, someone, like, all the single girls, like.
All right, brother. I'm out. All right. Okay, go ahead.
All the single ladies out there. I've been single for a very long time. So, like, hit my line. My Instagram's M33GAN_. So, like, hit my line up, or, you know, yeah.
Hey, look, man, I'm just trying to get my guys some bliss.
Can I be real with you, my boy?
Yeah. What's up?
I still haven't had my first kiss.
No?
No, bro.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, dude. I'm fucking sad, too. You okay? I mean, obviously I'm sad, but...
Do you want to kiss?
No. I want a woman.
You don't even know what I was going to say.
What'd you say?
Do you want to kiss me?
That's why I said I want to kiss a woman. Because I knew you were going to say that.
You still got that wig?
All right.
All right, moving on. So as many of you may know, I am a quote-unquote SoundCloud rapper.
Same.
SoundCloud, yeah, SoundCloud rapper.
We're both SoundCloud rappers,
by the way. Yeah, we're both SoundCloud rappers.
He's a little bitter, though.
Yeah, it's not going too well. To be fair, I get all my beats on YouTube. I find the free-for-profit beats.
Yeah,
free-for-profit. Mm. Just in case, like, anything does blow up, I could monetize off of it, because it's free-for-profit. Nothing blows up. Nothing.
Because you don't have a bigger, like...
I have, like, 60 followers.
Yeah, I know you do, but, like, I have a bigger, I feel like, Snapchat audience. Not audience, but, like, you know,
followers. Yeah, the thing with me is I'm such a little jokester on Snap and all my social media. So when I post something serious that I'm serious about...
People just fly by over it?
Nobody takes me seriously. Because it's not funny, it's not a joke, and so they just, like, scroll right by. You, on the other hand, I feel like people want to hear what you have to say.
No, that's a fucking, that's a lie, too.
Nah, they want to hear it.
No, I'm a fucking joke, bro. Like, I know you don't get it, but, like, it took me till senior year to get 100 likes on an Instagram post. I know you don't get that many either.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, no, but, like, it was off a stupid post, too. Or not, it was not bad.
My last thing I posted on Instagram was a selfie. I was really feeling myself. 11 likes.
Damn.
11 likes.
Well, how many people you have follow you?
Like 400 something?
Yeah, mine's about that.
Yeah.
I think next time I post on Instagram, I'm going to put in my caption, like, if get this to 100 likes or something, just so I can get...
Just so you can feel something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because, like, somehow these fucking bitches, bro, like...
Whoa.
No, I'm not saying names, just bitches.
No, women.
Bitches. Let me be.
We have to be politically correct sometimes.
All right. Some bitches.
Okay, yeah, sure. Right, go ahead.
Like, they post, like, 4 minutes.
Yep.
Motherfuckers get, like, 75 likes already.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck that happened? They got bots.
They
got bots, bro.
They pay for their followers.
Oh, speaking of followers, how's your Twitch doing? You know, I see you streaming sometimes.
Like 20. I haven't streamed in so long.
I actually got, like, 32 or something. I'm, like, 20 more. So how do you get more. Tips, then? What?
How do you get tips?
Well, you can set up your PayPal, and then that's how you donate. But, like, to get affiliated,
you need 50.
You need, like, 50 followers, and, like, an average of three viewers. You gotta stream, like,
8 hours,
a week. Yeah,
8 hours and 7 days. Yeah.
Yep. And then there's something else. Oh,
I did those two. The 50.
And then stream for a long, like, a period. I don't know. I don't remember the fourth. There's a fourth one.
No. Yeah, it's four. 50 followers, total of 8 hours, 7 days,
mm-hmm.
and average of 3 viewers. I don't have the average of 3 viewers or the 50 followers. So if you guys see this or hear this, whatever, follow me on Twitch. Jacob Rodriguez, 14. Pretty simple.
You thinking of changing your name, like, without the numbers, or thinking of, like, a...
I don't have anything cool.
Like, brand or... Not brand, but, like, you know
what I'm like talking. A... Yeah, I know what you mean.
Alias.
I don't know what that means.
That's like say, like, PewDiePie. PewDiePie has that rather than Felix.
Yeah, I don't have, I don't have
that. Your name was always Jacob Rodriguez, or J-Rod on your thing. Yeah. Mine's Meegs now. It used to be fucking a bunch of things. NF Bolt.
NF Bolt, bro.
It was kind of sick, but...
Kind of whack. My sister face on me.
Oh, shit.
I missed it. Sorry. Wait,
which one?
What?
The one legs?
Or the other one? No, yeah. What are you looking at?
I'm looking Where's our grub? I'm fucking hungry, bro.
Is he alright?
Yo, Al Shad, what are you doing? Yo, shout out to Al Shad, though.
Shout out Al Shad.
Damn, he's still not. It says like 2:54 arrive time.
Well, to be fair, restaurant's kind of far. You got questions for me? Because you said you got questions.
Yeah, but it's like, so whenever I go to Walmart, this is a story. Whenever I go to Walmart, when I need, like, to get stuff, as soon as I get in the fucking store, my mind goes blank. I should really make lists. So my stepmom, like, always used lists when she goes shopping or just chores or something. She always used lists.
Yeah.
I should really, like, I checked Snapchat so much, I should just, like, take a picture of a black, like, a black picture, black screen
and
or something.
And just put all just, the, yeah. Because
I always check.
Yeah. You know, that's unrelated.
A, like, it's a little late, but that's, like, my New Year's resolution.
Fuck. Damn. That one went through my nose.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Yeah, I kind of like it, Loki.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the time I cummed in the car?
No.
Yeah.
I've cummed in the car before.
You, okay. All right. It's different when you do it. See, yeah. I was having back seat skex.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And I was researching online, mm-hmm. you know, how to last longer during skex.
Probably those pills, right?
I'm not using pills. No way.
Oh, shit. No, because I respect you for respecting the size of your dick.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about that. It's just, like, I'm worried that my dick is going to stretch so far and just rip my skin.
I don't think that happens.
No, I think my dick is just going to get so fucking hard.
I feel like if you masturbate a lot, that might happen, but I don't think when you feel it yourself.
No, there's no way, because I beat off, like, every day, sometimes twice a day, and it's never happened in my life. No, I'm just worried that the gas station boner pills are going to make my pee-pee so hard.
I want to know what it feels like, though, with them. I know they last like, a long time, but, like, fuck. That might hurt.
I'm nervous for the four-hour erection.
That's like, going to fucking be annoying.
Like, if that happens, if I have a boner for 4 hours, like, how am I going to go anywhere? If I go to Walmart with a boner, that's, like, indecent exposure.
Wear jeans. That hurt, though.
Nah, bro, because if the jeans are, like...
But you're, like, your dick would be pressed against the like jeans. Like, suffocating. Like, obviously not against the actual jean material.
They're going to, yeah, be, like, suffocating like, my so dick.
Strong material, you know?
Yeah, I can't have that.
Shit would break.
It's, like, basically being in, like, handcuffs and, like, pulling as hard as you can to get out of the handcuffs is what I feel like it would be on my pee-pee. And I'm not with that. Yeah, so I was looking up how to last longer, and it basically said when you're about to hold the tip of your pee-pee,
mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, bet. I pulled out, held the tip of my shmee, and...
This is in the car?
In the car, yeah. You ever put your thumb on a garden hose?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how the water comes out, like, faster?
It came out like that?
Dude.
No way.
Dude.
Yo, I want to try that.
I was on weird. One side of my back seat. She was on the other.
Was this with your new car?
No. This was, like, years ago.
Oh, okay.
I backed away. I held it. And I felt a little tickly tickle. And... It shot out so fast, so far, it flew, it hit the window on the other side of the car from my body. It got on her, on the window, on the door. It Damn. Shot out like a Nerf gun, bro.
But the thing is, I feel like, obviously, I think sex is different than masturbating, you know? You might
come fast or
well no
harder obviously. I don't know if that what's
no,
the what word
no there is a difference like nutting from getting neck and nutting from skeks and nutting from jerking off is so much different.
Like, what's the difference between neck and sex?
I'll just tell you the difference between all of them. So, nutting from beating off is just like, all right, I just got to get this done real quick. I got to get it out and move on with my day. Nutting from neck, from head, is like...
Oh, is I like was thinking something totally different.
Yeah, no, nutting from that is like intense,
mm-hmm.
especially when they keep going. And nutting from skeks is like... It's cool.
I thought you meant like hickey. Neck. I thought that's what you meant. I'm so inexperienced. Inexperienced,
yeah. No, I think nutting from head is probably the most intense thing.
Do you nut in like in their mouth or do you do it like out?
No, not usually. I find that a little bit, I wouldn't say disrespectful, but like well, I would feel kind of
bad. I'd obviously ask if they
want to. Well, like, yeah, no, but I feel kind of bad if I nut it in their mouths and then they're like, bleh. They don't like it.
I mean, if they agree to it, that's their.
Yeah, no, but like, I'm big on like, I don't want anybody to be uncomfortable. I'm big on consent. Mm-hmm. Nope, I don't want anybody uncomfortable around me. So, yeah, no, if they don't like it, and I don't want them to, like, gag or, like, throw up or nothing, so, like, I'd rather just avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
So, lately, what I've been doing is just, you know, there was a towel in here, and there's definitely cum on it. I don't know, I think I threw it in the closet Jesus behind Christ. You. Yeah, because, so, basically,
mm-hmm.
it comes on my sacks, and it goes on the towel or whatever I use, whatever the cum rag is. And then put it back in their mouth. And it's okay. What is that? Oh, that's my old ID from work. Yeah.
That looks like a mugshot, bro.
Yeah, because I was upset to be there. I didn't want to be there. Walking through the whole place, though, I was like, oh, this shit's cool. And then they walked to the warehouse, and they were like, all right, this is where you're going to be working. I was like,
damn.
Oh. Okay. My cousin was in there though, Dakota.
Mm.
Shout out Dakota. Dakota. He was. Yeah, he left like 2 days after I started.
Oh, he was. Oh, he left before you. Oh yeah, he worked at 99. He told me. Well,
No. This is the job I just had.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he was there for like 2 days. Oh, and then he went to 99 after that.
Yeah, he worked at 99.
Oh.
He was actually a chef.
Nice.
He said it was mad easy though.
It's probably
but
easy.
But it's kind of sucky.
The job that I did or 99?
No, well, both, but...
Yeah, no, the job was, like, really easy, but it was ass at the same time.
I'm kind of happy he said 99 was all frozen because every... Like, remember when we went for my birthday, like, 2 years ago or something?
That was your birthday? Yeah. I thought it was my birthday.
Yeah, either or. Yeah, my stomach hurt, like, literally right after I've been just having, like, a normal burger.
So, what, you can only do fresh ingredients? Are you one of those?
Well... For background shit, my stomach hurts a lot with specific foods. Jacob knows.
Literally everything. I want sushi.
Kobe's. Anyway, yeah, just some things. Like, I stay away from stuff that's made my stomach hurt, like, multiple times pretty bad. Like, milk.
Milk?
That's why I drink almond milk now.
You lactose intolerant?
I'm, like, half lactose. Like, I you can think? Eat cheese fine. But like milk,
just like straight dairy,
straight
like a milkshake
or
ice cream
shit
like
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm.
I fuck with gelato though, even though it's like dairy still in there, but I fuck with it.
Yeah, that stuff's nice. The Talenti brand.
Mm.
Oh, fuck, I would come right now if I had some. If somebody put some Talenti on my dick, I would come. You don't even need to touch it.
It's cold though.
I would come.
Why are we so sexual on this one?
What?
On this podcast or no, this episode?
No, I just feel like when you're in the same room with me,
we always talk. We always so like always at work.
I grab his butt cheeks. I don't grab him. I slap him.
And then he pretends to kiss me sometimes, or actually does. Or,
no, I try to kiss you.
Yeah,
I try to kiss you in the mouth.
I'm like really fast reflexes. So
no,
like,
he's like mad fast.
Yeah,
like
I'm
for
like
a big guy.
What?
For a big guy.
Call me big? Is that a fat joke?
For a big guy.
He always says I'm fat, bro.
No, I don't. You know, hold on, let me get this out. For a big guy, you're kind of fast. He's kind of fast. Not running, reflexes. I'm trying
to think who's fast.
What do you mean?
Like, who's a big guy who's fast?
Nobody.
No, there is, but
Rod Wave.
Who?
Rod Wave.
Yo, Kevin James and Mall Cop, he's fast. No, he's not.
No.
I don't know, there's someone. I'm trying to think.
Paul
Blart.
Paul Blart, that's Kevin James.
Yeah.
No, anyways, he would always, like, make fun of me and try to roast me and stuff, and he would want me to do it back to him so bad, and I never would.
What?
You always wanted me to roast you back or make fun of you.
Yeah.
And I never would for so long. And now I'll just straight up say, like...
That's pretty, okay, I give you the B word, unless they people know. I mean,
I'm bald.
In the picture of the podcast. The
picture of the podcast, I'm literally bald.
Like, yeah. I call him bald a lot. Like, yeah. I just kind of, like, joke around
with him. He was doing that for mad long and wanted me to make fun of him.
Yeah, because I would do it.
And I wouldn't do it. I didn't want to make fun of him.
But, like, big is my feature, you know?
And now I'll literally just call you fat. I will call you fat. You're fat. And that's it. He lost weight, though. He did.
Some.
He thinned out a little bit. He's still a husky. What was that?
I said thick.
He's still a husky fella. But he thinned out a little bit, you know?
I got some muscle.
He got some muscle.
I'm a little fat.
He could probably bench, like, 100.
I could do way more than that. I can't remember what my max.
I don't know, because I can only bench, like, 140.
I can't remember my max.
That's the last I remember doing. And that was... It wasn't the biggest struggle, but it wasn't easy.
Do you know what your squat max is?
No. I know I got chicken legs. Like, I got big thighs. But it's all
thick fat. Thighs save lives. Thunder thighs for life.
My thighs aren't going to save anyone's lives. Like, if somebody's stuck under a burning car, I can't squat the car. There's no way. They're going
to
die.
This is totally off topic, but I want a girl to suffocate me with their thick thighs if she got thick thighs.
So you want to...
You hear that bird, dude?
You hear that bird,
That bird's
right?
fucking loud.
Damn.
Yo, shut up.
Shut up.
Damn Blue Jays? Shit.
Crazy. So you want to die... With someone's puss in your mouth?
No, I don't want to die. I just want, like, you know, the saying, suffocate me. Like, I want someone to literally suffocate me with their legs.
Okay.
Not actually die, you know.
Yeah. I eat ass. Did you know that?
I can't say I have.
I eat ass. I don't mind it.
Yo, Tinder and Bumble don't work for me, bro.
No, it never worked for me either.
Like, yeah. Everyone said, like, our boss, like, said he met his girl. On Tinder or something.
For real?
Yeah. Like, it's because my standards are too high. Probably is that.
Tinder never worked out for me. Bumble never worked out for me.
Bumble's weird. I like Hinge. How the girls have to message first, but like...
Did you try Hinge?
I think, shout out to Ashley. She mentioned it, but I didn't download it.
I had more success on Hinge, like, meeting people. I never met up with any of them in person, but, like, actually carrying on conversations and talking to them and getting off of Hinge and, you know, more on, like, Snapchat or texting.
Mm-hmm.
I had more success with that. But, no, obviously not dating. So, I think Hinge is cool. Hinge is cool. Tinder is, I mean, it's a classic, you know, you can't go wrong with it. I have to pee again.
Damn, really?
I think Bumble is whack.
That's your third one?
Yeah, my third P. Bumble is just whack. Bumble is whack.
I wish Tinder had that feature, though. With the girls at the message first.
Sheesh. You want to make a TikTok?
I don't know what we do, though.
Yeah, there's nothing we do. All right, guys, I have to pee. Hold on.
Yay!
Do you shave your nuts?
My nuts?
Your nuts.
Not as much.
You don't shave your nuts? But you shave your pubic area?
When it's pretty foresty, yeah.
See, I'll shave, like, above my cock, my dick. But I don't shave my nuts.
Do your girls like your past girls don't mind it?
How do you? I don't know.
Like, have they said anything?
Because they don't suck my nuts.
Yeah, but they suck your dick.
Yeah, but not my nuts. So, when you shave your pubes, what do you use? Do you go like naked all the way down to the skin?
What, like how far I go, or what?
Yeah,
what
like do I... you use like a razor, like with blades, or do you use a like clipper kind of razor? Like the other, okay, yeah. So do I. That's why I don't shave my nuts, because
that shit will tear.
Yeah, the electric thing that close to my nuts scares me.
Oh, man.
How far is our guy? El Shad. Okay, he's close. He's going to get on the bridge soon. Yeah, I don't shave my balls that much. You ever look at one of your nut hairs? Like, you ever, like, pull one of your nut hairs, like...
No.
Oh, wait. Oh. Me neither. I'm
not that deep into my nuts.
Me neither. Just kidding. So, like, I'll pull one of my nut hairs away from my ball, and my nut hairs get long, bro. Are you tired?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A little bit. Not much.
Dude, my nut hairs get long. My pubes, though, I feel like they grow fast up to a certain point, and then they just don't grow.
Please don't grow. That's, like, the same with my mustache, bro. I haven't shaved my mustache in...
But it'll grow fast up to that point, and then it just
doesn't... No, I don't know. I haven't shaved it in, like, a year plus.
A year?
Yeah, dude. It does not grow.
You gotta keep the beard, dude.
Well, yeah. I'm not growing anything right here.
No, the beard looks good, bro.
I'm not keeping anything on my side.
The beard looks good.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep the goatee, though.
The goatee, yeah.
Yeah, fuck with the goatee.
I don't like doing that myself. Because I don't... Well, I gotta shave my head, too. That's the thing.
Well, you have the ability to grow a whole beard. I would want that, but I can't. So
yeah,
I get what I get.
Yeah, I'm cute. I'm cute.
Mm-hmm.
If any ladies are listening, don't hit me up. Do not. Take him? Okay, so I wanna kind of copy one of my favorite podcasts, Tiger Belly. It's my favorite podcast.
Mine's What's Good Podcast.
What?
Mine's What's Good Podcast.
As a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Yeah.
Nice. So, watch. What I want to do is I want to copy them. Basically, at the end of their pod, they do what's called an unhelpful advice. And basically, people send in questions for advice. And you can either give them good advice or bad advice. A lot of times it's not helpful. So, my question to you. Do you have anything that you need advice on? That you need me to answer? That, you know, you may need help on or you may not need help on. But you
talking
just
to women.
Talking to women? Please, I can give you the best advice. So, I'm going to give you some advice. It may be good, may not be. Talking to women is hard, but it's easy. It's easy, but it's hard. You know? So basically, when you talk to a woman, you mean strangers?
Say maybe? I like matched with someone on Tinder. How do I start the
match
combo?
So you match with someone on Tinder. First thing you want to say is, hey, I'm not, you know what? One thing I hate about women and their Tinder bios, and they say, send me your best pickup line. If they have that, I got you. So, when they have that, tell them, hey, I'm not really good at pickup lines, so what's up, girl? You know?
That sounds really bad, to be honest.
That's fine. It always works. Say, yeah, I'm not really good at pickup lines, but hi. And they'll say something like LOL, LMAO, hi, something, some bullshit like that. Be like, how's your day going? Talk about their day. They love when you're quote unquote curious about their day. I'm never curious about their day. I don't give a fuck. And so they'll tell you about their day. Be like, oh, word. They'll probably say something about work. It's so predictable. Tell them, oh, what do you do for work? And
the I'll main, probably. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The main thing is they never respond, so anyway, so.
Okay, well, this scenario, they're responding. So then go like, oh, what do you do for work? Most of them are going to say something like, Big Lots. I'm a barista. They're a fucking Starbucks, bro. They're the fucking Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. You're not a real barista. If you work at Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, you're not a real fucking barista, all right? You need...
You don't work at, like, the fuck is the one in Friends, bro? Something Perk.
I don't know. Just take fucking barista out of your bio. It's not that much of a fucking accomplishment. You're not a barista. I work at a fucking Dunkin' Donuts. I'm not a barista.
We don't care about the caps.
I can make a crazy-ass latte and a crazy-ass coffee, but I'm not a fucking barista. I work at Dunkin' Donuts. We all get paid minimum wage. If you got fucking barista in there and you think you're a real fucking barista at Starbucks, you need to reevaluate your fucking life, you dumb piece of shit.
Yo,
damn, I got... Sorry.
You got a little angry there.
I'm sorry. You can be a barista if you want. Honestly, you could be whatever you want to be. If you want to be a barista, but you're working at Starbucks, so be it. Be a barista. And if you got butt hurt by that, then you're just pussy.
Be who you want to be.
Be who you want to be. Be who you want to be. Be who you want to be.
That's a good song.
If you think that you're a...
Okay, we lost it.
No, because I can hear myself. And it's like a little bit delayed.
In my mic?
Huh?
In my mic?
What about your mic?
You can hear yourself in my mic?
No, it's just there's a little bit of delay.
Yeah, it's like a tongue twister.
Yeah, so I'm like trying to be like on beat, but then the delay is like fucking me. Anyways, they'll probably say something like that. I'd be like, ah, damn, I feel you. Me too. I'm beat. I'm tired. Some shit like that. Mm. And then they'll ask you what you do for work. And then you gotta say something cool. It'd be like, I'm a forklift operator.
I work for Pratt.
Ah, because then if they know
what
Pratt... Yeah.
They know I got the cash.
Yeah. You tell them like, oh, I'm a forklift operator at Pratt & Whitney. And then they'll be like, they'll send you the eyeball emojis. You know the ones? And then they'll be all over you, dude. And then basically be like, you got to move the conversation off Tinder as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. You want them to see your face and you want to see their face. All right? So, once you get it to Snapchat, they always have Snapchat. And if they don't have Snapchat, then don't answer them. So,
you just leave them?
Yeah.
What about Insta?
Who the fuck talks through Instagram?
Sometimes.
Nobody. If you talk strictly through Instagram and not Snapchat, you're fucking weird. So this is the longest podcast I've recorded.
Hey.
I think we're doing great. So yeah, get the conversation off there real quick. And just talk to them like they're one of the boys. You know what I mean? Like they're one of the homies.
This is kind of subsequent, but like, I barely text people. I just literally text them on Snapchat. Is that the same with you?
Yeah, Snapchat is my main source of communication.
Mm.
I love it. So, yeah, just talk to them like they're one of the homies. Don't talk to them like you're trying to fuck. Don't talk to them like you're trying to get to know them or trying to be in a relationship with them right away. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to start talking to somebody like right away, like just meeting them and you're talking like you're trying to build a relationship. Mm-hmm. You want to be their friend first, because I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with someone that I wouldn't want to be friends with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like someone that I don't like as a friend, why would I want to be in a relationship with them? What is the point? Because if they're not going to support me the way that one of my friends would support me, if they're not going to support me like, you know, any of my dreams or whatever, why would I want to be in a relationship with them? Because I feel like a relationship is just like a... Like friends, but you guys can fuck. And everyone knows that you guys are fucking. That's what a relationship is to me.
That's pretty much friends with benefits.
Yeah, but like...
Relationships, I heard myself, bro.
Relationships are just like fucking your friends and saying I love you. And everyone knows that you love each other and fuck.
Dude, the young generation think like say I love you so quick. Like, you know how in movies, they always say I love you is such a big deal?
Yeah, it takes them like 6 years.
Yeah, but like in real life and stuff, they literally say it within like after one or two dates.
Yeah. Well, guys, our Grubhub driver is almost here. So he's at the bottom of my street. It says he delivered the food. So thank you for tuning in. It's been a good episode. Probably the longest one. Well, no, I mean, honestly, the first one I dropped was just like
the pilot.
It was like a teaser. Mm. Yeah. This is an episode. Thank you for listening. Again, I am the captain. I am the pants. And you guys are the shoes. You keep me on my feet. I love you. And if you got something that needs to be sucked, you let me know. Megan?
What?
You got anything to say? There you go, you rang the doorbell. You got anything to say?
Thank you for inviting me to your podcast.
Thank you.
I hope to be a regular.
I really appreciate you being here.
I hope to be a regular, though. This is kind of fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
This is good quality. Better than the other one I did on the phone.
Yeah, bro. I'll hook you up with some mics, bro.
I might have to cop another mic.
No, I got you, bro. I'll let you rent. Just kidding. I won't charge it.
Because this is a long, this is a really long USB.
We can just order USB. You can
get longer ones, yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to the Give Me a Second podcast. I am your host, Jacob Rodriguez. Why did I say that at the end and not the beginning?
You can add it in the beginning, probably.
Nah, I'm going to leave it at the end.
No, we got some bloopers for the beginning, remember?
We got some bloopers. Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.